received a copy of the exposure draft at 11 o'clock this morning at the time of the release through the media conference. That's the first that we've seen it, so it's difficult to give an immediate support or otherwise. I would, from an initial very quick glance, and it's always dangerous to give first reactions when you can't really get into the full substance of it, but certainly we are really disappointed to see that there is clearly pre-contract arbitration in the exposure draft. There is no place in modern commercial arrangements for that kind of consideration, so that is disappointing.
But that has also been called for at the federal level by the code of conduct that was recommended by George Christensen too.
Look, it was called for, and we were adamant and very clear in our comments in relation to that. Our biggest concern is that there is still no clear identification of what the actual problem is that this sort of proposed regulatory intervention is seeking to address. So if you can't clearly articulate what the problem is, it becomes really difficult to try and come up with regulated, legislated solutions for it.
So, Dominic Nolan, isn't it effectively trying to solve market failure?
Well, no one's identified where the market failure is. What is the market failure? There is certainly a dispute around marketing arrangements at a commercial level. But our concern, and there is no question that the Milling Council and the mills broadly, first and foremost preference is resolving this matter on a commercial basis between growers and their mill companies.
Given that
it's really difficult to achieve that while you've got grower organisations and others continuing to emphasise that there is going to be government-mandated pre-contract arbitration and regulated changes to the ownership conditions of raw sugar, which is effectively what most of these, what this government regulatory intervention is delivering.
And Dominic Nolan, on that point, you say that the first option for the industry is for a commercial process to play out. But is it at that stage now where there's market failure because there has been no commercial agreement made?
I don't think so. I think there is still an opportunity for this industry to sort out its own problem. And in fact, I think that's the only way that this issue can be resolved. I understand why there is pressure for governments to become involved. There's a lot of political pressure from the cane grower organisations for governments to respond. However, whilst that noise continues and whilst we have these points put up around government-mandated pre-contract arbitration and regulated changes to the ownership conditions for raw sugar, it's really difficult to try and progress commercial discussions.
And Dominic Nolan, you're continuing the stance of that there should be no further regulatory impact on the sector. There's this bill that will go towards or before Queensland Parliament, of course, in the federal arena. The federal coalition is assessing that idea for a code of conduct. You talk about the cane grower groups and their lobbying effort. What about the milling industry and its lobbying effort?
Certainly, we have made it very clear from the outset that there has been no demonstration of market failure or what the issue, what the problem is that is trying to be addressed through regulatory intervention. There is already an extremely strong and thorough regulatory system in place in terms of managing the commercial relationships in our industry, and none of the analysis to date has demonstrated in any of the reports or any of the inquiries has demonstrated why we need to re-regulate and step back in time in our industry. We went through a deregulation process that was comprehensive and detailed over decades leading up to 2006, and there has been no clear articulation of why we would require government re-regulation at this point in time.